Okay, so let me tell you the first story. This is a story about how God made everything. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form, it was empty, and there was darkness over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. And then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light, and God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness, and he called the light day, and he called the darkness night. And there was evening, and there was morning, day one. And then God said, "Let the waters be separated, and let there be an expanse between them." And so God separated the waters, from the waters below, from the waters above, and he made an expanse between them, and he called that expanse heaven, or sky. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And then God said, "Let the waters below the expanse be gathered together into one place, and let dry land appear." And so God gathered the waters together in one place, and dry land appeared. And God called the gathering of the waters oceans, or seas, and he called the dry land earth. And God saw that that was good. And then God said, "Let the dry land produce all kinds of vegetation, and green things, plants that have seed in them, they'll produce more of the same kind, and plants that produce fruit that have seed in the fruit, they'll produce more of the same kind." And so God created all the trees and the plants and the green things. And God saw that that was good. And there was evening and there was morning. That was day three. And then God said, "Let there be two great lights in the expanse, and let them give light to the earth and separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and seasons and days and years." And so that happened. And God created the greater light, which we call the sun, to rule the day, the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night, and he also made all the stars. And so he created those to give light and to separate day and night and to be for signs and seasons and days and years. And there was evening and there was morning. That was day seven, day four. And then God said, let there be all kinds of fish and sea creatures in the waters, and let the air be filled with all kinds of birds. And so God created all the birds in the air and all the fish and sea creatures and all things in the water. And then God blessed them. And he said, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and fill the earth with birds and with fish." And God saw that that was good. And there was evening and there was morning. That was day five. And then God said, let the earth produce all kinds of animals, and livestock, and wild animals, and things that creep on the ground. And so God created all the animals, and wild things, and livestock, and things that creep on the ground, and God saw that that was good. And then God said, "Let us make man in our image, and in our likeness, and let him rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, and over all the wild animals, and the creeping animals." And so God did that. God created man in his image and in his likeness. And he created them male and female. And he said, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and rule over all the animals and the fish and the birds and all the things that creep on the earth." And then God said, he blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply." And he said, "I've given you all the green plants to be your food. To be food for you and for all the animals and for all the wild beasts and the livestock." And so then God saw all that he'd made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, and that was day six. And so in 6 days, God created all the heavens and the earth and all the things that are in them. And so on the seventh day, because God was finished with his work of creation, then God rested because he finished his work of creating everything that he made. And that's the story of how God made everything. Okay?